This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has held a minute's silence in tribute to Ukraine's fallen troops as he visited an eastern city that has been the focus of some of the most intense fighting of Russia's war. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky holds a minute's silence in tribute to Ukraine's fallen troops as he visited Bakhmut, an eastern city that's been the focus of some of the most intense fighting of Russia's war. It's not clear how Zelensky got to Bakhmut, but his unannounced trip to the combat zone appears designed to shore up the morale of Ukrainians and to dishearten the Russians trying to encircle the city. The president saluted the courage and resilience shown by the people in the area, saying, "You know that you inspire our entire society." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An explosion on a section of Europe-bound natural gas pipeline in western Russia has killed three people, but so far hasn't affected export supplies, according to officials in the area. The explosion ripped through a section of the Yuzhno pipeline in the Chuvashia region during repair works Tuesday. Regional authorities said the three repair workers were killed and one injured by the explosion that sent a huge plume of burning gas high into the air. The regional branch of Russia's state-controlled Gazprom natural gas giant said the volumes of gas transit weren't affected by the blast as supplies have continued on parallel links. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Tuesday the United Nations called unacceptable the United Nations delay in sending officials to Ukraine to inspect drones allegedly used by Russia that Western allies say were supplied by Iran, and he called for an explanation. In a video message Tuesday, Kuleba said the delay in sending a UN team was unacceptable. This is VOA News. Nurses in Britain went on strike Tuesday for the second time in a week as they seek better pay to keep up with soaring living costs. The strike involves up to 100,000 nurses from the Royal College of Nursing Union, which said it would give the government 48 hours after Tuesday to respond to its demands or face another strike next month. The union is asking for a raise that puts pay 5% above inflation, a figure the government says it cannot afford. On the picket line Tuesday, Nursing Union Chief Pat Cullen said she is more than willing to negotiate and called on British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to do so.
I have said time and time again, I won't dig in if they won't dig in, but they need to find a room and bring me into it. I'm looking for that room every single hour of the day. I will not be found wanting and getting into that room, and I will be available night or day to do that. He can bring this strike to a conclusion before the end of this week. He owes that to this profession. He owes it to every member of the public in the country. So let's do it right now.
Nurses also walked out last Thursday, causing the cancellation of some treatments. U.S. online retail giant Amazon reached a settlement with the European Union Tuesday in three antitrust probes after addressing concerns over its use of sellers' data, in a move that will save it from a fine of up to 10% of its global turnover. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
It's a deal which saves Amazon from a fine of up to 10% of its global turnover. Tuesday's announcement came after the US online retailer addressed the EU's concerns over its use of sellers' data. Amazon faced charges of using its size, power, and data to push its own products to gain an unfair advantage over rivals using its platform. The company has agreed not to use sellers' data for its own competing retail business and private label products. Amazon has also agreed to set up a second prominently displayed buy box for a rival product. That if it differs substantially in price and delivery from the product in the first box. That was in response to whether it treats sellers equally when ranking their offers for the buy box on its website. In yet another case, Amazon agreed that sellers under Amazon's Prime feature could choose their own logistics and delivery services. They will not have to use those approved and chosen by Amazon. EU Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager said the firm addressed the Commission's preliminary concerns about its practices.
That was Reuters, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. The president of the UN Human Rights Council has announced members of an independent international fact-finding mission tasked with investigating Iran's deadly crackdown on peaceful protesters and ongoing demonstrations in the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.